Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back with a vengeance. Ladies and gentlemen, the Absolute Truth Show is back indeed. Welcome to another crazy edition of Blog Talk Radio. Right here. No, not Blog Talk Radio. What's the name of the show again?
The Absolute Truth. Yeah, I know it's been 3 weeks, but my God.
Hey, I've been out of touch. What do you want me to say? Tell you. Hello.
I understand.
And I almost forgot my name for a second. There, too. Damn. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host with the most, the man that cannot get it together. I am the king of king himself. I am the hot rod. And on the phone line, I have the one, the only, the man who finally got his voice back.
It is Sean Black back in the building. I'm about 95% back after that horrible cold that I've been dealing with the last couple of weeks. You'll probably still hear it a little bit, but I soldier on.
Okay, whatever. And on the other phone line, I have the lovely, talented Anitra B.
Oh, my goodness. Hi,
yes.
Gentlemen.
Ah, how are you doing? I guess the band is back today, huh?
Apparently.
Yeah.
Yes. And we're on episode 97 right now. We are 3 shows away to show 100.
Mm-hmm.
So, Anitra B, Sean Black, for the 97th time, are you guys in the mood to piss some people off?
Why not?
Why not?
All right. The number to call is to post in your comments or opinions or to tell Sean Black that you suck is 347-989-8402. The number, once again, is 347-989-8402. All right. Let's get right to it. President Obama took a couple of years to end 2 wars that started by George Bush. It took Donald J. Trump 77 days to basically start a new war. Last Thursday night, as the whole world knows, breaking news, how many missiles, Sean, got sent? 56 missiles? 59 missiles got sent to Syria.
Mm-hmm.
So, Anitra B, let's get right to it. Do you think the task was efficient? Do you think Donald J. Trump did the right thing? Or do you think it's the start of a new World War III?
I don't think it's the start of World War III. I honestly think that people are overreacting.
Overreacting to what? To the missile thing or to the attack that happened on Syria first?
What I think is sad is we have to trust our military. That's why they're there. If they felt this was necessary, then it was necessary. I don't exactly, I'm not one that actually agrees on war, but then again, I'm not a general. You know what I mean? I'm not there. We really don't know. I really feel like people are making such a big deal of it because it was Donald Trump who made the decision. If it was anybody else, if it was Obama, it would not be such a big deal.
Yes, but do you think Donald Trump should have...
And the fact that they're bringing up... But the fact that they're bringing up, children are casualties to every single fucking war there is. Now it bothers you? This is what I don't understand. Every single time we've gone in and done this and done that, there's always been casualties. There's no such thing as there not being casualties. That doesn't exist. There's always casualties. I'm just saying, like, it just... You know what it is? It's just I have family members that are military men, and like they really did break it down to me, and I'm listening to what's said on the news, and it's just ridiculous that people are making such a big deal that he made this call. Of course he made this call. It's his fucking job to make this call.
Yeah, but they're saying that he did this call without the approval of the Congress. That's like one of the crazy debates that's going on right now.
he doesn't need their approval. He just needs, if the top generals say this is what needs to be done, I agree, and he gives, like, that conversation takes place. That's all he needs. It's his decision at the end of the day.
Okay. Do you think Russia has anything part of it? Like, is Russia? Do you think we will have a counter terror attack in the United States because of it?
No, I really don't. I mean, I there's obviously going to be repercussions. They're all, you know, to every action is a reaction. I just think that people are feeding into more than what it is because it's of who made the decision, which I think is the saddest part of the entire thing, because people are forgetting about what's really going on there and are so fixated on this moron.
Okay. Well, let's get this party started. Okay. Sean Black.
Yes.
Do you think was this missile attack necessary? And do you think there was other ways to go around it to solve the problems that have been going on in the city for a very long time? We've been hearing about this, and all of a sudden, because, like Anisha said, the children are being killed by chemical warfare. Oh my gosh, all of a sudden we hit the button.
Well, Assad has been doing this. This is the leader in Syria, has been gassing his own people for the last 4 years. And to put a little bit of levity to what Anitra just stated, the one thing that we have to think about is, as you just stated a couple minutes ago, is that Obama initially wanted to do something with Syria. He went to Congress to act, and Congress did not give him approval to do anything. And that's the difference here. We know, as this is going to be a central theme throughout this entire show with what you talked about as far as the children. And as we go on through the show, you'll understand where I'm coming from. But the excuse that a lot of people use to drum up sympathy for anything that they want to do, the babies, the children, it's always about the children and all of the babies and all of the things that happen because of the children, that usually becomes an excuse to get support, to make sure somebody gets on the sympathetic side of an issue that they want to have support for. When we're looking at what's happened here with Trump, Trump fired 50, or not Trump per se, but it was authorized to fire 59 missiles at an air base that had probably some strategic targets that were gassing their own people at a cost of $1.4 million per missile. So that's $83 million in change for one site. And literally 7 hours after that base was bombed, they started dropping more gas again on their own people. Now, in stating what you said about the fact that the main issue is because Trump is on top of all of this, that should scare everybody, because it wasn't that long ago, going back to 2013, that Donald Trump, before he decided to go into government, tweeted himself, "What will we get for bombing Syria besides more debt and a possible long-term conflict? Obama needs congressional approval." He himself actually sent another tweet that same day or that same week saying that the president should stay away from Syria, and what Syria should do is between Syria and Russia and ISIS, and let them handle the situation themselves, because the United States doesn't need to be dragged into another war. What's happened 4 years later? We got bombing into a country that was goading the United States into doing something. And true, we see the sad images of the children. We see the sad images of all of that stuff.
So, excuse me, Sean, you're saying that we bomb another country for bombing their own country. So a bomb for a bomb.
And that's pretty much what it looks like. And the sad part about
this
whole thing is...
This.
What was that?
People act like this is the first time this country's done this. We've done it a million times before, where we stick our noses into things that have nothing to do. Like, this is
and
not
the
first
problem.
Time.
And
this
it's
is
not a shock.
That people are so upset. Like, this is not the, why is this shocking to people? We you, do this. This is what we do.
And see, here's the problem. What the problem is the fact that we went through 8 years of President Obama trying to pull us out of two wars that were started by Bush and cleaning up that mess and trying to stay out of other wars, even though
yeah,
we know that
Obama
there were boots to the ground
troops.
in other conflicts and occupying other countries to try to help them stabilize things that the United States already did. We talked ad nauseum before in the past about what happened with Saddam Hussein, and which has given birth to the Taliban and to ISIS and all of these other splinter groups. The problem is we are, in the eyes of most people, are trying to get away from conflict to help build up our own country. And here we have the Republican Party that seems to come in, and it seems, and this almost seems to happen all the time, is that Republicans get in office and there tends to be more conflict and war going on, and there doesn't seem to be any strategy involved. If there was a strategy or an end game involved in this whole thing, then we could understand why the bombing happened. But this just seemed like
war,
just straight out.
Sean, you have to realize war equals money. That's the bottom line. That's why we have wars, because equal money.
To do this, Obama sent troops in. He's not it, like people forgetting that this is what our government does, and no one is of the exception. Every single president we've had has done this in some form, shape, or form. Like,
well,
why are we so surprised that Trump did this one? Obama did the same thing. Bush has done it. Reagan, they've all done it. What
I
makes
think
this
people's surprise is happening so soon. You're right. Every president has done it. It's like, whoa, wait a minute, 77 days already? You bombing other countries? Like, well, hold on, Ken. My problem with this war thing is, number one, I agree with nature. War does not solve anything. What is the point of a war?
Mm-hmm.
What's the point of me fighting Sean fighting me if we kill a nature? Like, what's the point of a war? But unfortunately, for many centuries, for many years, from BC, war is always seemed to be the answer. It seemed to be like, let's fight to settle our differences, which it will still continue forever. But you just mentioned, Sean, we spent $83 million on missiles bombing another country. That money could be used for us, for Detroit, for Flint, Michigan,
mm-hmm.
for all the problems that we have in this country already. My problem with wars is, why are we sticking our nose into another country business? Because this country don't care, give a damn about us.
Mm-hmm.
We are the same people that don't want the refugees. But once we see children dying, all of a sudden we want to help.
Exactly. And it's all on the ideal that when you see the sympathy aspect of it, like I said, there's usually an ulterior motive behind any government official, president, et cetera, that is trying to go into another country and either start something or end something or continue something. There's usually an ulterior motive, whether it's money, control over a government, et cetera, et cetera. It could be a multitude of answers. It could be all of those answers. The problem is that when you run a campaign, which we all know a lot of people don't care for politicians in general, and you're basically stating everything is America first, America first, America first. This is what Trump ran on. You said it was all about the United States of America. And what is he doing now? He's not taking some of that money and putting it into, per se, infrastructure, which President Obama tried to get done, but was his plans were thrown into the toilet. Or it's not about getting more jobs or anything of that nature. It seems to be about bolstering the government's Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, and other countries, which is what he did when he announced his budget. More money is going into the military. Less money is going in. Programs are being ripped apart, all to stand the military up, which is the priority of this administration as far as budget spending goes.
Well, excuse me, to Anika, like I told Sean last Friday, I believe, when we heard about this missile attack, you know, I went on social media, and most white people were like, yeah, let's bomb the MF. let's bomb the scumbags for what they did. While most minorities, black and Latinos, like, oh, great, here we are, World War III, here we are, we're going to get attacked. Why do you think there was a racial factor in there that most white people like, let's bomb the scumbags, while the minorities are, like, basically afraid for their lives? Like, here we are for another world war.
I have no idea what you're talking. I don't know any Caucasian person that agrees with what Trump did. So to say most and this and that, it's kind of speaking a little out there.
Yeah, it's the reverse from what I've heard.
Yeah, I think it's just across the board. It's just a mixed opinion. I also feel that a lot of people are concentrating more on who made the decision instead of why the decision was made, which I think is ridiculous.
I'm
not a supporter of him at all, just to get this right. I don't support his presidency. I didn't vote for him. I pretty much disagree with anything that comes out of this man's mouth.
So you're saying that Obama did it, nobody would not say anything.
Obama wouldn't have been able
to
get it done.
I'm sorry, but he sent troops into Saudi Arabia. I didn't see any protests. I didn't see anyone bitching. I didn't see anyone crying. I mean, every president has done this.
But see, here's the thing.
People died in Saudi Arabia.
Here's the thing.
I don't see us talking about that.
It's
because of who made the decision. That's what all this hoopla is about, which to me is pathetic, and it's ridiculous.
Here's the main discrepancy between those two decisions, and is the fact. The fact remains that President Obama, in a lot of the things that he either tried to do or wanted to have done that might have either eased certain things or might have accelerated certain things to end, was obstructed a lot. He had, when he first got into office, he had a Democratic House. He had the Democratic Senate, and nothing got done. And when he did, when the Republicans came in his second term, they made sure that they didn't help him with any decisions he wanted. Now we fast forward to what's happened here with Donald Trump. Basically, he has an easy, hard line straight to whatever decision he wants to make without any real obstruction involved when it comes to decisions with who's going to be the Supreme Court justice, certain laws that he wants to push, things that he would like to have an executive order on. He doesn't have to worry about that being obstructed because it's a hard line through the Republicans, basically agreeing with almost everything that comes out, even though quietly and maybe in some instances, maybe not so quietly, a lot of Republicans are starting to wonder what the hell is Trump doing. And I think this is what we're starting to hear more and more of now.
On your opinion, a wild guess, do you think Donald Trump regret being president at this time right now?
Nope.
A wild guess.
I don't think so.
Oh, you know, hell no.
I don't think so. Because in his mind, he's won. He's done everything in his 70 or so years of life that most people would look at as success. He didn't have to really earn any of his money, because he inherited that from his father's business. He took that money and became a billionaire. He did all of these golf courses and resorts and all of these other things and loans and got rich. He wasn't a politician, threw his hat in to be president, didn't have to spend a whole lot of his own money to run because he got tons and tons of free media, free press, and he's now with the most important job on the planet, and he's right there. If he screws up, he can back away and go back into doing whatever the heck he wants.
So when he hit that button, do you think he hit the red button or the green button last Thursday? Like, which one is it? Is it gold or red?
I don't think he hit the button. I think he had one of his lackeys do it for him.
I think he just literally crossed this off his bucket list.
Yeah.
You know what?
That's exactly
what.
That's the perfect description. Bucket list. Let's see. Made billions of dollars. Check. Ran for president, check. Won presidency, check. Bombed the hell out of a country, check.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, cancel the Absolute Truth show. I will cancel that show down to the ground. I guarantee it. But
you know what? He wouldn't cancel if we were on Fox News. Ba-dum-bum.
Well, thank you for that transition onto Fox News. Let's talk about Bill O'Reilly for a minute.
Yeah, I think we're going to need more than a minute.
Yeah. I don't know what to begin with Bill O'Reilly because it's the same story. Females press charges against him for sexual harassment. And, of course, Fox News and Bill O'Reilly settled with the ladies for, what, $13 million, something like that?
Yes, $13 million dollars over, what is it, a 15-year span?
Yes.
Yeah.
Anitra, if you know my crazy mindset, I'm in favor of Bill O'Reilly and Fox News over the sexual harassment. Why do females, well, I don't know the whole story, number one, but it's the same, it sounds like the same thing all the time. Female trying to do a lawsuit against a rich person, they go for a settlement. Do you think there's other ways to go beyond this? Like, you have Bill Wright once again being a system. Oh, let's be real. He did sexual assault those ladies or harass them, and they get paid off. If the same thing happened to you, how do you think you will be able to handle this differently?
Man, my ego would never allow me to get paid off because my ego want you to be rot in prison forever. I have a male ego, so my ego would be hurt, hence you need to suffer badly.
True, because when Sean told me this story last week, I'm like, you know what, for once, I'm not praising sexual harassment or anything like that to any disgrading towards women. But you hear these stories all the time, and they get XYZ amount of money. So I'm like, okay, are they, you know, going to Bill O'Reilly trying to get money, or, you know, it could go both ways. We don't know the whole truth about these stories.
Sometimes people are just stupid. I'm sorry, but if some individual has a certain reputation, I'm not going to be one-on-one with this individual. I have a brain. I sometimes use it.
Especially when you heard when you heard that Bill Wright got sued for this before, why do you think you want to be in the same room with him by yourself? So, Tashawn, I know you're going to compare this to Bill Cosby. If this is another example of white privilege?
It definitely has a huge twinge of the white privilege area that we've gone through, but it also speaks more on two things. One, it speaks to the way that Fox News continues to run its business, because Bill O'Reilly isn't the only person that has gone through this kind of thing. We talked about Roger Ailes, who was the former head and president of Fox News, who basically himself went through six settlements. Mind you, Bill O'Reilly has just got settled through five. He's got one pending and a couple of others that are there. And there are three other
11.
Women.
That's 11.
Yes.
11 females who make XYZ money through a lawsuit settlement.
Yes. And you want to know what makes it worse?
Wrong with the system or with the ladies or in general?
No, it's the system and it's the network. Because, one, Fox has not been held accountable for any of this garbage. Two, Roger Ailes, who, like I just stated, six settlements. When he was ousted, you know what happened? Fox paid him $40 million to say, see it. They gave him money to get out of there after the settlements happened. O'Reilly, like I said before, has five settlements. Only one we know of he settled for back in 2004 was worth $9 million. And remember what I said earlier about 15 minutes ago about how the central theme is going to be all about the children and all about the children? Out of all of these, the reason why Bill O'Reilly stated that he settled out of court, even though he's not admitting to any guilt, is this quote, "Most importantly, I'm a father who cares deeply for my children and would do anything to avoid hurting them in any way. And so I have put any controversies away to spare my children," end quote. The same children that in his divorce decree stated that he spends almost no time. As a matter of fact, one of his children said he hadn't seen their father in 11 years. This is the same guy that has all of these sexual harassment suits that have been settled by the network. And the network knew about these and still gave him a contract extension. His contract was set to expire at the end of this year. They gave him a contract extension.
Well, if he's still making money for them, why not? Despite what's going on.
And that's part of what we've talked about with the system and with Fox News. Fox News has become this beacon of the right-wing people that lean toward the right that want to get their news from something that speaks to what they connect to. The problem is a lot of times, and this is something that we've seen critical of, is that a lot of the news, either from the left or the right, Fox seems to be more of an opinion set where there are a lot of editorials that are pushed as fact in certain instances. They do have some pretty good journalists that are there, but in general, a lot of the stuff that comes from them seem to be opinion pieces or opinions that are passed along as news. The problem is when you have that being the ideology as opposed to hard news, that's when you get the issues that pop up. And with all of this stuff that's been going on, like you stated, Bill O'Reilly and his show makes Fox News a lot of money. Bill O'Reilly gets paid $18 million a year. The advertising that comes from his show between 2014 and 2016 generated $446 million in advertising. That's about $2.1 million or so per advertiser. But what's been happening over the last few days, you've had, I think, 50 advertisers have jumped ship because of all of the stuff that's been going on.
And guess what? Mm-hmm. One goes down, five more will come up.
That's happening. And you know the reason why? Nobody wants to be associated with anybody that has anything to do with sexual harassment.
And I'm going to tell you why.
The majority of the advertisers that have pulled out have that quote-unquote wholesome family image that they have to protect. They also have stockholders that they have to answer to. Hyundai, BMW, Lexus, Mitsubishi.
Okay.
All of those companies have something to worry about.
Hold on. Thank you for the math lesson, because I have to go to K-Dog next. Thank you for the math lesson, but guess what? Those sponsors go down, there'll be more to come. No matter what, Bill O'Reilly will still make his money, Fox News will make their money, and the ladies will get their settlement onto the next ladies to up harassment. So everybody wins. But the message It happens. But the message that I think I'm aiming at is like females are fighting for empowerment, you know, trying to fight for their rights, and you see these scumbags are paying their way out of it because they believe in money and power. So if I harass Anitra, if she tries to sue me, I give her $10 million, guess what? On to the next victim. If I'm still making $100 million
every time. You're walking crooked for the rest of your fucking life.
I know that, dear. But I'm talking about, I'm just using you as an example. But K-Dog, go ahead. You like to sexual harass females. How do you feel about this, K-Dog?
Oh, Lord.
Hey, first up, I got to say, what's up, guys, man? It's been a while.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Anitra? Hot Rod, I already saw your ass already. But, wait a minute. Hey, what's up, Sean?
Hey, what's going on?
Well, listen, about this whole Bill O'Reilly matter, from what I read in a media source, this investigation came, there was a investigation that came after a complaint was called into the network hotline last week by one named Wendy Walsh. She used to be a guest on his show, on O'Reilly's show.
She was a contributor,
and her lawyer, which also posted the whole thing on YouTube, they said like this, that Walsh said that O'Reilly offered her like a lucrative job on the network after she, you know, he pulled back from an offer to secure her a job in the network because she refused to join him in his hotel room after a dinner party in early 2013. This just came out, and I'm like, wow, I can't believe it. And they said that I heard that Fox News, that 20th Century Fox are taking it seriously, and they're seriously investigating it. And, you know, as you know, Fox and O'Reilly paid at least $13 million to five women who accused him of sexual harassment. So, in other words, all of that was being swept under the rug. And, Sean, you pointed out about the whole ads that pulled out from his show.
Mm-hmm.
And these are big names. When
yes.
you talk about BMW, Allstate, Constant Contact, T. Rowe Price, which other one? A British drug maker called GlaxoSmithKline.
Mm-hmm.
They said that, but with GlaxoSmithKline, they said it temporarily suspended its advertising.
At some point, it'll probably end up being permanent if they continue to keep getting the negativity that's going on. Mitsubishi
exactly.
spent $2.1 million on ads, and that's the fifth largest advertiser for the network. Fifth largest.
Gentlemen, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to disagree with you. They're never going to completely pull out because you have to realize you're talking about it. You're speaking about a network that's worth billions.
That's worth millions.
So wherever,
exactly.
so whatever million-dollar company, Fortune 500 company, pulls out, another one will come in. Why? Because this is all controversy, and people love controversy, and they will tune in to watch this moron because they're curious. People are going to be like, what's so great about this guy? Why are all these women talking?
Hold on.
Yeah.
I hate, you know how much I hate when I have to agree with Anitra B. You know that irks me a lot. But she's right. Controversy creates cash. If the more there come about scandals, the more they will watch this scumbag on television. And what that means, if the ratings go up, so what? Like Sean Black said, okay, Honda would lose their will pull out. No problem. I'll jump in. If I see his ratings going up, I'll offer more money. There's checks
Look
and
at,
balances. That's the bottom line. Check and balances. Go ahead, K-Dawg.
Let me tell you, when it comes to Fox News and the controversy that it's for, and Fox News is, in fact, a controversial network. I mean, they're a product of the right wing. So, of course, they're going to continue to get money. And, Anitra, I agree with you with what you said. They're going to
Of course
get,
you do.
You know,
I'm always right.
One person's going to pull out, someone else is going to pull in. Because you know what? People tune in to hear O'Reilly and all the other cronies on Fox News just to hear their nonsense and their garbage.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. People love to hear trash.
Yeah.
All the time, Fox don't even get their facts straight. But based on their, you know, affiliation with the GOP and the right wing conservative party, they're gonna get money regardless. They're getting paid.
Yeah.
That network is not going away. Let's remember, Rupert Murdoch, that's his baby. News Corp, they're still making money no matter what.
And the craziest part about the whole deal is that our illustrious president declared April Women's Awareness Month against sexual harassment and those kinds of things. And he actually went and he defended Bill O'Reilly and saying,
yeah,
I don't think he did anything wrong. He's a great guy. He shouldn't have settled, et cetera, et cetera.
Of course he's going to defend Bill O'Reilly. Come on. Those are his people. Fox News for him is the real news. And
then that's the problem.
No one gives more garbage news than Fox News. I mean, people watch Fox News out of curiosity because they're going to see all the nonsense and garbage that they spend, that they spread, unlike CNN.
But don't be upset with Fox News. If they're doing something, if they're still making money from it.
Yeah, they still make it because they're speaking propaganda. Just remember, they're the voice of the right-wing conservative party.
Yeah. And for those that don't really realize this, and they see Bill O'Reilly as one of those type of people. He's a talking head. He's a harasser, et cetera, by the tapes that were released of calling one of the other people and apparently masturbating on the phone while he's talking to this person.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about that part. Same way the Hot Rod seems to call
Rod,
everybody else.
Yo, Hot Rod, don't forget to use the lubricant, man.
Yeah. But
don't give him ideas.
Yeah, exactly. But as evidenced by the fact that this is as – we spoke about how Syria and the bombings happen and all of the gassings have been happening for the last 4 years and people wonder why nothing happened then. Bill O'Reilly has had controversy follow him throughout his entirety with Fox. He's been with Fox since the network started, and he's had so many different things happen. Racist comments, sexist comments. We just recently had the Maxine Waters, Representative Maxine Waters. He said that she had a James Brown wig. You remember the comments that he said about Trayvon Martin, saying the reason why he got shot was because he was wearing a hoodie.
And also, let's not forget that he also, when he was interviewing President Obama, where he rudely interrupted the president a record 75 times, and he's been known for telling his guests to shut up.
Oh, of course.
Well, I met Bill O'Reilly a couple of times in person, and I'll be happy to tell you, he is definitely what you see on TV, one of the biggest a-holes in on television.
Oh, of course.
And that's
who he is.
Although, are you surprised that Donald Trump was one of the first people to defend O'Reilly?
No, I'm not surprised because and you know why? Because I sincerely think in his mind, he believes O'Reilly did nothing wrong. Just based on his comments, because this is the same guy that's talking about grabbing women by the private parts and all the other stuff. So why would that surprise me? And
that's no surprise.
Well,
Anita, are you surprised by Trump and O'Reilly, the tag team?
Come on, man, they're arm in arm.
Now, do I really give a shit? No.
Nope.
Do I just sleep over? No. I'm sorry, but I say this all the time. If you are going to enter into a room with an individual that has a reputation, I don't consider you a fucking victim. I'm sorry.
Nope.
I know I sound like a bitch, but it's just the fact that it's not right what he did. I'm not saying it. But seriously, people, if the fucking stove is hot, are you going to touch it? Are you going to put your hands on a flame? If you do, you're a moron, right?
Yes. So basically, if you're a sheep, you walk to a pack of wolves, don't be surprised to be eaten up.
Yeah, they're going to tear you apart.
Like, what did these women think was going to happen? You're going to fucking play patty cake?
I think a female or two wants the money and wants to get harassed.
Oh,
Anitra, you heard what I said before about the psychologist who's come on his show before. He was going to offer her a position on the program, but yet, in order to do that, during a dinner, he invited her to his hotel room, and when she declined, he pulled away from it.
Yeah, and I think that in looking at it in that broad of a spectrum, on some levels, isn't fully fair to the women that have actually been put in the situation because of the way the system is, that they can't get away from it because that's just how it's set up. I don't think it's somebody looking per se to get harassed or looking to be put in a situation that is pro-O'Reilly, pro-Fox. I think it's in a situation where these contributor jobs that they have these people come on, like when Stacey Dash was on Fox and some of these other, we're talking about jobs that are paying like $100,000, $200,000 a year just to be a contributor on a network show. So they're thinking going in, well, I'm going to contribute and I'm going to give my opinion or I'm going to help out on a particular program, and not having to think in the back of their minds, you know what? I have to worry about this guy trying to get into my pants just because I am a female. And I think that's everywhere, no matter where you go,
it's going to happen. Because this is the thing. Whenever, especially with women, women are harassed every day at the workplace.
How do you know?
No, it happens. It does happen. And sometimes, does it go into public? No, sometimes it's swept under the rug because they've given hush money to keep their mouths shut. Like, oh, we'll pay you this amount, we can't bring this controversy.
I think that's my problem, K-Dog. When you get the hush money, as a woman, because females, I'm speaking, I like to know from a female, not just a nature. Should you accept that hush money or should you fight all the way to the top? But what happens if you're afraid that you might lose because you're facing heavy lawyers, heavy powerful men?
Yeah. Think about it. Yeah, Nietzsche, I'm going to hear your opinion on that.
Well, that's the realization of the situation. I mean, hey, I'm not going to knock you for a decision you make, you know. If you were violated and this is what was, and you reported it and this is what's brought to the table and you feel that's the right decision for you, then that's your decision. I'm not in that person's shoes. I have, knock on wood, never been violated in the job and on the job. It might be also that most men know that I will kick them in their balls, but that's just me.
Okay,
I'm
but
a strong
do you think
personality.
I understand it, but when a woman takes that hush money and you see the protests that are going on outside, do you think that's kind of like contradicting itself? Like, you know what? It's like, listen, I'm offering you $5 million. That's $5
million. To keep your mouth shut.
Right now.
You know what it is for me? It's like the person protesting, like when the protesters protest people that wear fur, but then they're sitting down eating a fucking burger.
Right.
What?
That's
really?
Being hypocritical. You're being a hypocrite.
Shit. Do you think they pet those animals and say, good, good, good animal, we're going to put you... No, it's all the same crap. To me, it's the same thing. I'm not going to put myself in someone's shoes when I really don't... We don't know what goes on. You know, if someone felt it necessary to take the cash, then that was their decision. If they find it necessary to go another route, that's their decision. There's no right or wrong answer.
They use all kinds of things to give you that thing. They're like this. Hey, listen, look, if you go ahead and report it, oh, you know, this is a big corporation, and, you know, it will bring down our name. And therefore, listen, look, we promise you this is not going to happen again. Here's $13 million to keep your mouth shut, okay? You could continue working here. Just take everything as is. But please.
And live debt-free and comfortable? Why the fuck not?
Well,
yeah,
okay. I have to go to the next topic now. But for the record, Bill O'Reilly can harass me anytime he wants. Feel free. I'm desperate. Touch me. Rape me. I don't care. Just give me the money for my child support. I'm good. But on to this other topic, and I think Anisha and I agree, we don't see why this is such a big issue. But, hey, once again, people take everything and blow it out of proportion. And even Sean Black and I had a disagreement about this. It's about the latest Pepsi commercial.
Oh, my God.
And Kendall Jenner? I think that's
Yeah,
right.
Kendall
Jenner, yeah.
Oh,
people,
my God.
Sean Black believes that the – okay, we all agree that, you know, Pepsi made their decision to go with the commercial. It did not go the way they intended to go.
Mm-hmm.
Fine.
Right.
Cool.
Okay, I have a question for you. Not to interrupt,
go ahead.
I have a question. Yeah. Anyone on this panel, have you ever not put your foot in your mouth?
Oh, we've all put our foot
right?
in our mouths at some point.
And then we've all apologized later, right?
Right. Yeah.
Would you like to be continuously crucified for a mistake you made and then apologized for?
Well, not everybody on this panel has spent billions and millions of dollars to put our foot in our mouths either.
But they're still human.
No,
they're not robots.
Here's the problem with that whole entire thing. And this is the reason why it goes
go.
The way it's gotten as crazy as it's gotten. Is
here
the
we
fact
go.
That
Wait. I have to open my can of Pepsi. Give me a second.
Yes. Okay. I understand where Pepsi was going when they made the commercial. I understand the message that they were trying to put behind the commercial. The execution was absolutely terrible. The execution was tone deaf. And in a lot of instances, as you heard from all the flack involved, is it basically tried to make light, even though they weren't trying to, of protests between the police and the whole Black Lives Matter thing, from the sense that they used the way the commercial was. First of all, the commercial got all of the demographics that Pepsi is looking for. Young, they went multiracial, multicultural. They had an Indian American person. They had an Asian American person. They had all the races involved.
We don't have one night. Get to your point.
The point being, which I'm going to learn you on because you have to learn this one, is the fact that all those people that were involved, If you look at the way that Kendall Jenner was used, she was the model in the commercial with the blonde hair, and then all of a sudden she sees everybody protesting. She rips off the wig and angrily throws it to the black woman standing next to her who puts on the face like, oh, no, you didn't. Then she goes out and she joins this protest and instead decides, I know how I'm going to quell this protest. I'm going to walk over to the police and hand them a Pepsi. And they're all going to drink Pepsi, and then everybody's going to dance in the streets and hooray, hooray, hooray. When you actually try something like that in the real world, you get shot by the cops. You get caned by the cops. And that's the problem that was involved with the commercial.
Sean Black,
and that's
hold on. If your dumbass ever go buy a can of Pepsi and give it to a cop, him or herself, you should be shot for that then.
In Baltimore, there was a kid that was trying to hand water to the police during the riots, and the police looked at him like he was crazy. And this was a 10-year-old black kid who had handfuls of water that he wanted to give to the police to help them while they're trying to stop the riot, and the police looked at him like he was crazy.
Sean, who said anything about Black Lives Matter movement protests? They didn't have you don't say they had young or colors. They did not mention nothing about Black Lives Matter protests.
It's not the mentioning. It's the implication involved in the representation of the commercial.
Hold on, Sean. It could be a woman protest. It could be a Trump protest. It could be a Bernie Sanders protest. It was just a rally. It might not be even a protest.
You
it
can't be that naive to look at that commercial and say that all of a sudden that was a Bernie, that was based on a Bernie Sanders protest. Everybody that saw the commercial knew exactly what that was supposed to represent. And for all the people that tweeted, including Martin Luther King Jr.'s daughter, who tweeted on that entire thing and basically stated, if only daddy would have known the power of Pepsi. Basically, if you give your cops a Pepsi, everything is fine. And that was the hokiness of the commercial that offended everybody at the expense of what the message was.
You know what the point of the power of Pepsi is? And you should not agree? Is give you diabetes. The ad was to sell Pepsi to get everybody diabetes.
Well, most people don't want to drink Pepsi right now, that's for sure.
People
are too goddamn sensitive. At the end of the day, they pulled it. They apologized. Get the fuck over it.
They had no choice. That's
the
only reason why the ad got pulled.
Listen, everyone. Had that commercial went on, could you imagine the anger that would have happened? Because, you know, I look at it like this. Like, yes, you got to remember, these are trying times for the country, for the nation. And, you know, okay, I'm going to go ahead and give the police the Pepsi, and, you know, everybody's dancing and everything's all right.
Whoa, why is my phone blowing up now? Wow.
That totally takes everything off. So that's why you can understand why people are upset, but it's a good thing that they took it off. They had to.
Using
that excuse, this is trying times for the nation, is kind of getting old. People keep saying that. It's kind of getting old. It's going to be assholes forever.
Okay. I would have had more respect for Pepsi.
Hold on. I got two callers left. We got 10 minutes. Before I go to the next caller, I'm a little bit upset that Pepsi pulled the ad because that was not your message. You should have stuck to it. You spent $2-3 million on it. Stick to what you know. But like you said, like Anitra said, everybody's so gullible. Everybody's so damn sensitive now. God forbid if I say F you. Oh my God, Sean's feelings hurt. Okay, Kalon's feelings hurt. Well, let me go to the next caller right now. Okay, 930, must be Milton X. You're on the air. Oh, brother.
Yeah, good evening.
Oh. Hey, what's
good
going
evening.
On?
Hey,
what's up?
All right, let's get down to it. Fuck Pepsi, first of all, with that condescending bullshit, what they did. You know what I'm saying? It was an insult to my intelligence, to any people's intelligence with that bullshit. And also, that they actually put that shit on the air shows what they really feel and shit. You know what I'm saying? Try to slide that one in, now you won't notice that bullshit. So I don't feel sorry for Pepsi at all.
It's not feeling
you know
sorry,
saying?
But
so,
have you? You've never had poor judgment on nothing. You've never put your foot in your
mouth. That ain't no
you've
poor
never said
judgment.
Something stupid.
That ain't no. That ain't no poor judgment.
Of
no,
course
no,
it is.
No. That's bullshit. they knew exactly what they were doing with that. Because
you know people on the board,
Pepsi ain't dumb. They were playing they thing,
oh,
too.
Oh, man.
They was
people
playing that shit.
People are overreacting to this shit. It's ridiculous.
Okay, oh, no, it ain't. No,
okay,
it ain't. No,
okay.
It ain't.
All right, hold on.
Let's go to something more important
Milton
here, right?
Hold on, Milton X.
Yeah.
Milton X, hold on 1 second. I have another caller.
Right.
210. Say what you need to say.
First of all, y'all need to stop with these short-ass shows because, you know, these conversations be getting good.
Yeah, man. Hey, what's up, buddy?
All Rodney can be alive, you know what I'm saying? Rodney on his budget, so.
Okay, so now the next 8 minutes belongs to Milton X and Brother B. Y'all get two, take it away.
Yeah. I drink seltzer water. I drink a lot of seltzer water, number one. I only do Pepsi when it's maybe with some vodka or something. Number two, that whole situation with Trump, he's just trying to make sure he don't get impeached, so he's just solidified himself for maybe another 4 years in office. And
Brother B,
once again,
Brother B, oh, sorry. This Trump shit? Okay, go on ahead.
I really didn't see the ad. Then again, I did. But then I'm like, you know what? Who cares? Like, people are stupid. We know they're stupid. Just brace for impact. That's all.
Let me get into this Trump shit for a minute. All Trump did really was the equivalent of stepping outside his window and busting a gun in the air. He ain't do shit. Because them same motherfuckers were flying out for the next day or two, were flying on bomber shit again in Syria.
He did
all that fucking bombing and then the bomb blew up the fucking runway.
7 hours afterwards, they went back to gas
they
in the
were
area.
Back
yeah,
on
that's
bullshit.
What I'm saying.
So what the fuck are you doing? Nothing.
Is,
see, let me be honest about Trump. Trump is nothing more than a studio gangster motherfucker. That's all the whole bunch
of
shit and don't do nothing.
Everybody's respecting these studio gangsters. Everybody loves the studio gangsters. You can't be a real.
You know what? A lot of people love Trump too. Don't get it twisted. Love Trump.
Yeah, but
a lot of women out here love Trump. That's why he got it off in the first place.
I just see it like this.
Don't let the media portray
Milton X, calm down. Let Brother B talk. Calm down, Milton X. Okay, let him speak. Let Brother B
speak.
I'm on a point where. To hell with the media, to hell with this so-called dude in office. It's like, listen, we're so busy arguing about the shit that doesn't concern us, we need to be focused on the stuff that does concern us. Listen, get your money up, get your weight up, do what you got to do, because you know what these politics that they play is the game that they play. Is it risking our lives? No, not really, because check it out, when the shit hits the fan, we're not the ones that's going off the wall. It's these other so-called, you know, I don't look down on any veterans or anybody else or any patriots. But then again, you're being patriots to what? Whose cause? Somebody's telling you got to fight for a land or defend a land. Ain't nobody attacking us. So why are you going over there minding somebody's business just to make it look like you ain't down with Russia? Come on now.
So basically we're fighting for no reason. That's what you're trying to say? They're
fighting for money.
This is the whole thing. Let me tell you something. You know how the United States, that's why people laugh at the United States. They say, wow, the United States, we didn't know that they were the world's policemen. Always sticking their nose where it doesn't belong. And then after, when they put their hands in the cookie jar, it's hard to get their hands out of it. You know,
yeah,
you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody knows that. But see, now Russia's getting a piece of the pie that they've been wanting for so long. Like I said, Russia's in the White House. But all these, now see, everybody can talk what they want about Syria, but this just deflects from what's really going on. Because once again, Russia's in the White House. Why? Why is there another country in our White House?
You notice, and it's all under that gauge of patriotism.
Let's be honest about Syria. Syria ain't doing nothing more than Israel's doing.
Israel's doing
the same shit for the people in Gaza. Ain't no one saying shit.
So God forbid something happens. Something happens over here, you're going to see Russian troops over here to help you defend?
Hell no.
I think at this point, it don't matter to me.
Let the chickens fall where they may.
I think that's my problem overall. Like, why, once again, the United States have to be in everybody's business?
Because
try to defend.
It's really easy, Rodney, because they make money that way.
They got
war
the
is a business.
The United States have interest in every neck of the woods. So of course, whenever something goes on, oh, let me say, oh, I'm here to help. That
yeah.
ain't helping the help. They're protecting their interests.
To
you
go to other
remember.
Countries and spread Christianity, or to go to another country to take care of oil, or to go over
no Christianity,
or go in other places and get their interests up. That's all that they do.
McDonald's and Starbucks. Because you know they got McDonald's books in Iraq now.
Exactly.
And it's all under the guise of patriotism. And as Oscar Wilde once said, patriotism is the virtue of the vicious. Keep that in mind.
What, America's full of shit? No.
Are we good, guys? Are we letting everything out tonight, guys? It's been like 2 weeks. I see we let a lot of things out tonight.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, stop with these short-ass shows.
This is easy.
You need to extend the hours, bro.
But we need an hour for each subject, that's for sure.
And I'm seeing a whole bunch of funny shit up on the internet now.
True. Okay, well, before we go now, guys, I want to wish all you guys a happy Easter, of course, for you and your family, of course.
You too.
Thank you.
Do we believe in Easter?
Hey, man, that's going to be a whole different topic, man. I just want to say, you know, to my goddaughter who's sleeping, happy Easter. To my goddaughter. Uh-oh.
It'd be interesting if she could understand that, considering how young she is. But
Brother B, Milton X, anything you want to add on before we end the
show? Yeah. I want to add a couple things right quick. First of all, I seen apparently in Colorado, some white girl got taken to Suplex City by the police and shit, got suplexed and knocked the hell down. So apparently she was resisting arrest. Not doing what she needed to do. Also, some Asian man got beat up by the cops on an airplane. I guess he was arrested and arrested also.
Yeah, he was dragged off the plane. I saw that.
And you know what I say to that? The chickens have come home to roost. I give no fucks. I don't care. That's what your ass get. Karma is a bitch.
What do you mean? What do you mean you don't care? Do you care
about
anything?
I don't give a fuck. I care about black people. That's it.
So then why mention it?
That's it. Because it's funny to me. It makes me laugh.
Why mention it?
Because it makes me laugh. Because, you know why? Because all this other time when black folk get their ass kicked, they say, shoot, first and the rest, all of the bullshit. Now it's almost on white women and the Asians getting their ass kicked. Oh, well, chickens have come home to roost. And I just sit back and sit in my seat and laugh.
So you become Kermit the Frog, then.
Oh, hell fucking yes. The chickens have come home to roost. Hold your own nuts.
Well, ladies and gentlemen,
I hope on the front page you saw that shooting.
Oh, boy.
That shooting in California instead of talking about this. But, you know, it is what it is.
Hey, listen, people get killed every day. America loves guns.
Oh, my
More than it loves its own children. It do.
Listen, but you know
what? What's the name? The one up. The Newtown shooting told me that.
Guns.
When them little white kids got killed and they ain't giving shit, they ain't changing no laws? Shit.
Well, listen.
It is what it is, unfortunately. It's always about guns. America loves guns and violence. Guns is power to people in America. That's why you got the Second Amendment law.
You hate everybody. But at the same time, you hate everybody.
I don't hate
everybody. Yeah, we know you hate everybody.
I don't hate nobody. I love my people. That's the problem. I don't hate nobody. I just see what goes on.
I just love people who love me and alcohol. So maybe we need to try to intermingle all that together.
Well, alcohol got shit to do with it.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's right. Long live alcohol.
We try to keep it new. Make America great again. People and alcohol.
Just like.
Yeah, that's all.
America never been great. What the fuck?
More like keep America inebriated again. That's what it sounds like.
Okay.
Goodness
we
gracious.
Have 30 seconds left. Hey, dog. I mean, Sean, Anisha B, welcome back.
Thank you.
We came back with Avengers, and can't wait to do this again next week.
Yes. Same here.
Yeah.
I hang up on Anisha. Oh, well, too bad.
Oh, man. Uh-oh.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to another crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk
Radio. Ain't no show like it.
Yes, indeed. I'm your host with the most. the King of King himself, the Hot Rod, and with
Sean Black and
the one and only K-Dog.
Sorry, it needs to be. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, the pleasure was all
Trump's. Yours. All yours, man. Screw that.
Damn, after 2 weeks, this is all Sean's fault, okay? Keep that in mind. This is all Sean's fault.
I understand.
Good night, y'all.
Good night, everybody.
Peace.